Pablo Uranga. Procesión en Elgueta. Procession in Elgueta. Uranga received his basic training at the College of Arts and Trades in Vitoria and the San Fernando Academy of Fine Arts in Madrid. In 1889, he was persuaded by his friend, the sculptor Paco Durrio, to travel to Paris, where he met Santiago Rusiñol and Ignacio Zuloaga. He struck up a close, lasting friendship with the latter that resulted in them subsequently journeying together to the United States and Cuba. While in Paris, he continued his training and showed works at various collective and individual exhibitions. The latter included an exhibition in 1897 at the Le Barque de Bouteville Gallery. However, just when things seemed to be going his way, he suddenly decided, in a move typical of his character, to return to the tiny village of Elgueta in Guipúzcoa, where he had spent part of his childhood, and which he always thought of as his spiritual refuge. The scene depicted in this painting is a procession in that village, with the municipal councillors about to follow a flag-bearer and the parish priest into the church. It is painted from a somewhat forced angle, evidencing Uranga's liking for dynamic painting. Its relaxed brushstrokes give the feeling of a preliminary sketch. A clear example of this is the figure of the soldier, to which the spectator's face is drawn. The picture stands out for its use of colour, and highlights the earthy tones and reds, the constant search for chromatic contrast, and the importance given to light that characterise Uranga's work. Uranga is shown to be an innovative artist, who nevertheless draws on Spanish classical tradition, as represented by Velázquez, Goya and Eugenio Lucas, and who interprets their legacy from a new perspective, through the filter of the French avant-garde that he was lucky enough to get to know.